Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
So, have you been to Sun Moon Lake, Elsie?
你说日月潭是吧? Actually, no.、Oh. I haven't had a chance to go there, but I've always wanted to. 那你有去过吗? Have you ever been there?
Well, yes, although we actually stayed a bit further away in a village called Jiji.
Jiji.
Yep, where the 921 earthquake happened and knocked the temple down.、
Yeah.
We did go to Sun Moon Lake though.、we went on a boat trip. We checked out a few other things. It was a hot few days. I can remember that.
所以你们还搭船真的很棒耶。When did you go there? Still remember?
Like in June or July、mm-hmm. in maybe 2011, maybe?
Ooh,
maybe 2012?
Like 6 years ago?
A long time ago, yeah. So yeah. I don't really remember too much.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's introduced the area, and that's the area we're going to be talking about in today's article.
In the article, two friends are going to take a trip to Sun Moon Lake、mm. and take part in a few different activities.
Yeah, this is introducing a thing we're going to be doing with A-plus called Discover Taiwan.
Discover Taiwan.
Yeah, we're going to meet these two friends a lot.、Maggie, she's from Taiwan. Josie, she is a guest. I can't remember where she's from. She's from...somewhere, America or Canada or something. So Maggie will be helping to show her around. Let's meet them and find out what they are going to do by reading through day one of today's article.
Discover Taiwan.
Come with us to Sun Moon Lake.
Maggie and Josie are going to Sun Moon Lake on a bus.
I'm excited about the Sun Moon Lake Swimming Carnival.
Me too. It's a great way to experience Taiwan's largest lake.
It's a long way to swim, though. It's over 3 kilometers from end to end.
There will be rest stops along the way. We can stop if we get tired.
How many people will be there?
About 20,000 people will take part. The event started in 1983, and it's very popular now.
A view of the lake appears.
Wow, there are mountains all around the lake. What a view!
Yes, you can often see the mountain's reflection in the clear water, too.
It's beautiful. I can't wait to get there.
How many people will be there? Will many people come to the event? Do you think there will be a lot of people?
About 20,000 people will take part. There will be about 20,000 people. Around 20,000 people will come to the event.
Word power!
Lake. Lake. Lucy went walking in the park and saw some ducks swimming on the lake.Lucy went walking in the park and saw some ducks swimming on the lake. Experience, 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 experienced, experienced. I love talking to local people. That helps me experience a city deeply. I love talking to local people.That helps me experience a city deeply. Appear, appear. I waited a long time for Tom before he appeared from around the corner. I waited a long time for Tom before he appeared from around the corner. Mountain.Mountain. The tallest mountain in Taiwan is Yushan, but the most famous one is Alishan. The tallest mountain in Taiwan is Yushan, but the most famous one is Alishan.
So, as I said, the two people in the conversation are Maggie and Josie. We see that Maggie and Josie are going to Sun Moon Lake on a bus. Makes sense? Of course. We can't really talk about Sun Moon Lake without mentioning the word lake, L-A-K-E, lake a lot. And since it's such an important word for this article, we've made this noun our first word power word for the day. A lake is a large area of water surrounded by land. So we could say, Lucy went walking in the park and saw some ducks swimming on the lake. Lucy went walking in the park and saw some ducks swimming on the
lake. Lake 这个名词就是湖泊啦。那我们例句说呢 ,Lucy 去公园散步，她看到湖上有一些鸭子在游泳。那除了湖泊之外呢，我们还认识的是海洋 ,sea 或是 ocean。
Mm-hmm.
那河流呢，我们说是 river。
Mm-hmm.
溪流那就是 stream。Mm-hmm. 还有有青蛙的池塘那就是 pond。
Okay.
那今天呢我们要来看 Maggie 跟 Josie 之间的对话。他们目前正搭公车要去 Sun Moon Lake, 日月潭。They are now on the bus.
And they are talking on the bus. And of course, by taking the bus, this is a great way to see Taiwan's beautiful countryside.
Yes, or they could take a night bus and arrive at Sun Moon Lake in the morning.
Oh, that's a good idea too. Here's how their conversation begins.Josie says, I'm excited about the Sun Moon Lake Swimming Carnival. Now, a carnival is a special public celebration. A carnival takes place outside and usually has things like parades of people walking somewhere, or dancing, or eating food, like game stalls, people playing things, and so on. Now, in some parts of the world,Carnivals are for religious holidays, like the ones in Brazil, for example. But at other times, they're just about having fun.
Carnival 就是嘉年华会或盛会的意思。通常会有 parades, 就是游行,或者是呢跳舞表演。那食物当然也不能少。像是在巴西里约的嘉年华会呢,那就是相当受欢迎的。The Carnival in Brazil is very popular.But they are not going to Brazil now. They are going to join the Sun Moon Lake Swimming Carnival.
Hmm.
所以 Josie 就说了，我好兴奋哦，我要去日月潭的万人泳渡嘉年华会。
So everyone's going to be swimming, I guess. Maybe across the lake, presumably. Josie is excited and Maggie is as well. She says, me too. It's a great way to experience Taiwan's largest lake.Now, in this sentence, we use the word experience, E-X-P-E-R-I-E-N-C-E, experience, as a verb rather than a noun. So, let's explain what it means as a verb in today's next Word Power Word section. So, if you experience something, it happens to you or you feel it. For example, I love talking to local people.That helps me experience a city deeply. I love talking to local people. That helps me experience a city deeply.
Experience 在文章当中呢，当动词用，是体验的意思。那它的三态呢是规则变化，在字尾直接加上 d 就可以了。那例句说啊，我喜欢跟当地人谈话，那有助于。我深度体验一个城市。那 experience 这个字呢，也可以当作名词。比如说 ,the most unforgettable experience 就是最令人难忘的经验。So maybe joining the Sun Moon Lake Swimming Carnival will become Josie and Maggie's most unforgettable experience.、那 Maggie 这边就回答了 ,me too, 我也好兴奋哦。这是一个来体验全台最大湖泊的好方式。Sun Moon Lake is the largest lake in Taiwan.
Yeah, when you describe it as Taiwan's largest lake, we're using a superlative adjective. It means the biggest or the most or something. And what here it means here is no other lake in Taiwan is bigger than or even as big as Sun Moon Lake. A similar example could be Jade Mountain is the highest mountain in Taiwan. Or we could also say Jade Mountain is Taiwan's highest mountain.
没错，这里呢，我们用到了形容词的最高级。文章当中用的是 largest 来形容日月潭。那我们现在呢，先到 Matchbox 里头听讲师讲解形容词最高级的用法。
Magic Box 找亮点。
大家好，复仇者联盟里最强大的能力者操纵着连奇怪博士都无法理解的混沌魔法，未来可以全世界都不要，就是我绯红女巫。 I am the strongest member of the Avengers， 我就是我们联盟里面最强的成员。今天呢，就要用我的混沌魔法来让你理解什么是英文里的形容词最高级。先跟大家介绍一下形容词最高级是什么，顾名思义呢，就是最怎么样的。例如我们说最强的、最快的哦，这些呢就是形容词最高级。那形容词最高级的形成方式是什么呢？如果是呢最基本的，我们就是在形容词的字尾呢加上 est， 例如呢 fast， 我们就在 fast 后面加上 est 变成 fastest。 如果呢是子音短母音子音结尾的形容，那记得重复字尾加上 est， 像是呢 slim 很苗条的，我们呢记得就要把 m 重复 slim 变成 slimmest。 那么呢子音加上 y 结尾的形容词呢，我们记得呢就要去 y 加上 iest， 例如呢 busy 去掉 y 加上 iest 就变成了busiest。 OK， 其他双音节及多音节的形容词哦，那呢我们就在前面加上 most， 例如呢像我最美丽的 most beautiful。 当然呢这之中呢一定有叛乱分子、不规则变化的形容词最高级，例如呢我们记得了最好的 best， 最坏的 worst，最少的 least 以及最多的 most。 OK， 形容词最高级就是怎么样变化咯。至于要怎么使用呢，用形容词最高级来表示最怎么样的时候呢，我们记得前方要加上 the。 OK， 基本的句型呢就是主词加上 be 动词加上 the 再加上形容词最高级，那呢后面可以加上名词再加上它在这个范围里面。 OK， 比方说呢，我觉得呢在我们团队里面呢我才是最聪明的。 I think I am the smartest of our team。 OK， 我觉得呢不是钢铁人，不是呢美国队长，是我本人才是最聪明的。 I think I am the smartest of our team。 OK， 我觉得我是我们团队里最聪明的。除了 the 之外呢，形容词最高级前面呢也可以使用所有个不加上的，例如呢美国队长呢是我最好的朋友。 Captain America is my best friend。 Captain AmericaIs my best friend， 美国队长是我最好的朋友。学完了今天这课，你也成为最强的英文高手了吗？
Hi, welcome back, and let's get back to the conversation. Remember, they're talking about this swimming carnival、
yes.
in Sun Moon Lake, which is a very big lake,、
mm-hmm.
Taiwan's biggest lake. And Josie says, it's a long way to swim, though.
Josie 就说啦，不过要游泳的距离很长。That's true, but how long is it?
Well, Josie tells us that in her next sentence. She says, it's over 3 kilometers from end to end, so 3 km. The phrase from end to end means the same as from one side to the other, and it just means the distance from one side of the lake to the side furthest away, because when we talk about ends, we mean the two points farthest away from each other.
E-N-D, end 这个字呢，它在这边当名词用，是端点的意思。所以 from end to end 代表从一端到另一端。Josie 这边就接着说了，从头游到尾的距离超过3公里。Are you a good swimmer, Pat? Can you make it?
I can swim, but I haven't done any long-distance swimming properly for a long time.
Me neither.
So I could get in the water, and I wouldn't die, but could I do 3 kilometers? I'd want to do some training first. Okay, well, Maggie says next, there will be rest stops along the way. Okay, that's a big relief.
Yeah.
So here we're using the word stop, not as a verb, but as a noun. And in this case, a stop is just a place where something stops. Think of a bus stop. It's where the bus comes to a stop. A rest stop is a place where people can stop walking, running, or in this case, swimming, and take a break.
Maggie 这边说到呢，沿途会有休息站，所以不用担心。那我们看到的 rest stop 就是休息站的意思。那 stop 在这边当名词用，像是 Pat 提到的 bus stop 就是公车站。不过呢 ，stop 当然也可以当动词用了。Stop can be a verb too.
Okay, so Maggie has used stop as a verb in her next sentence. In fact, she says we can stop if we get tired.So there we go. Stop as a noun, stop as a verb.
如果我们累了就可以停下来休息，这边的停下来就用到 stop, 那它就是个动词了。Next, Josie got a question.
Yeah, she asks, how many people will be there?
会有多少人参加呢? How many?
Well, Maggie's going to tell her about 20,000 people will take part.To take part means to join in an activity. We could also use the phrasal verb take part in as long as we add the thing afterwards. So about 20,000 people will take part means the same as about 20,000 people will take part in the swimming carnival.
To take part 是参加。那如果我们要明确说出参加的是什么，我们可以用 to take part in something 来带出。Maggie 告诉 Josie 啊，有大约20,000人会参加。So many people will be there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a really big lake, so
it is.
You can fit that many people.
Yeah.
Maggie's going to tell Josie some more information. She says the event, so that's this swimming carnival thing,started in 1983, and it's very popular now.
原来这个活动呢是1983年开始的，现在非常的受欢迎。
That's before you were born.
Mm.
Not before I was born, though. Okay, well, we're going to kind of jump ahead in time a bit here.
Okay.
And we're going to put in some more description. We see in the article that a view of the lake appears.A view is a sight, usually of beautiful natural scenery that you can see from a particular place. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you get a great view from here, or this view from my hotel is beautiful.
Yeah. View 这个名词呢就是景象。那我们这边说到的 a view of the lake 就是日月潭的湖景。It appears.
Yeah, in that description, we did use the verb appear. A-P-P-E-A-R, appear.Which is our next word power word. If someone or something appears somewhere, you begin to see them or it suddenly or for the first time. Here's an example sentence. I waited a long time for Tom before he appeared from around the corner. I waited a long time for Tom before he appeared from around the corner.
Appear 这个动词呢是出现，也就是 show up 的意思。那例句说啊，在 Tom 从转角处出现之前，我等了他很久。那 appear 的相反字呢，就是 disappear 消失。只要在 appear 的字首加上 dis 就可以了。So a view of the lake appears， 日月潭的湖景出现了。It must be amazing.
Josie agrees with you. She says, "Wow."There are mountains all around the lake. It's time for our last word power word for today. It's the noun mountain, M-O-U-N-T-A-I-N, mountain. Let's check it out. A mountain is a natural structure like a very big hill that is much higher than the usual level of land around it. So the tallest mountain in Taiwan is Yushan, but the most famous one is Alishan. The tallest mountain in Taiwan is Yushan, but the most famous one is Alishan.
Mountain 这个名词呢，指的是山。那刚刚的例句说啊，台湾最高的是玉山，但最有名的是阿里山。Josie 这边说到啊，湖的四周都是山。
Josie also says, "What a view!" And when she says this, she means, "What an amazing view!" Sometimes, if two or more people can see or experience the same thing, they don't really need to use an adjective to describe something. It's obvious from the context what they mean.
所以 what a view 就等于 what an amazing view, 多么漂亮令人惊艳的风景啊。那为什么不把形容词说出来呢？因为对话的两个人都正在看着这个风景，都知道彼此在说的是什么。所以如果 Pat 跟我正在看一场精彩的表演，我可以跟他说 wow, what a show!
What a show!
Okay, so Josie thinks the view is amazing.、
Mm-hmm.
What about Maggie?
Well, she does too. She says, yes,You can often see the mountain's reflection in the clear water, too. A reflection of something is when an image of it can be seen in a mirror or in water. You're not seeing the real thing, but light is bouncing off the surface and showing a picture.
Reflection 这个名词呢，就是倒影。那 Maggie 最后说到，你可以在清澈的湖水中看到山的倒影哦。And I believe Josie agrees too.
That's right. Josie finishes day one's conversation by saying, It's beautiful. I can't wait to get there.
好漂亮哦，我等不及要去那里了。And that's the end of the first part of today's article. So it's time to go to today's wrap up.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so Elsie and I have been doing some art and drawing two beautiful views on our whiteboard. So let's take a look at what we have.
Okay.
Whoa, yours has got...
I got mountains.
Yeah, you got some nice mountains there.
Uh-huh. Okay. And it's a big lake.
A big lake with a fish in.
With a fish.
Just one fish?
Just one fish.
He's so lonely.
Very lonely.
Okay, and we've got some clouds、
uh-huh.
and a very happy sun.
A very happy sun, and the clouds actually look like sheep.
Oh, there we go.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my picture is not very good. I'm not very good at art. Now, this is water.
Mm-hmm.A lake too?
It could be a lake. I was thinking it was more like the ocean and this was like a beach.
Okay.
But、oh. it's still a beautiful view. And I've also got mountains.
Yes.、
I've got some trees on either side. So it still could be a lake. I kind of meant that to be the beach.
What are these?
They're birds.
Okay, so just, birds in the water too?
There might be some birds. Oh, they're waves.
Oh, waves.
Yeah,、voila. Waves. Okay.、there's a hotel there、
uh-huh.
next to the beach so people can stay there andLook, there's the sun. It's a very bright, shiny day.
Nice
I would like to live here.
I would like to live in here, too.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay, so, yes, we would love to experience these places for real. I have been in places a bit like this on,
really?
On vacation.
Yeah, this is so nice.
Yeah, it's really good. Okay, well, that's our pictures, but we're not finished with Sun Moon Lake just yet.It's the end of today's lesson, but join us again to see what else Maggie and Josie see. See you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
Come with us to Sun Moon Lake.
Maggie and Josie are going to Sun Moon Lake on a bus.
I'm excited about the Sun Moon Lake Swimming Carnival.
Me too.It's a great way to experience Taiwan's largest lake.
It's a long way to swim, though. It's over 3 kilometers from end to end.
There will be rest stops along the way. We can stop if we get tired.
How many people will be there?
About 20,000 people will take part. The event started in 1983.And it's very popular now.
A view of the lake appears.
Wow! There are mountains all around the lake. What a view!
Yes, you can often see the mountain's reflection in the clear water too.
It's beautiful. I can't wait to get there.
Lake, lake. Lucy went walking in the park and saw some ducks swimming on the lake. Lucy went walking in the park and saw some ducks swimming on the lake. Experience, 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 experienced, experienced. I love talking to local people. That helps me experience a city deeply. I love talking to local people. That helps me experience a city deeply. Appear, appear. I waited a long time for Tom before he appeared from around the corner. I waited a long time for Tom before he appeared from around the corner. Mountain, mountain. The tallest mountain in Taiwan is Yushan, but the most famous one is Alishan. The tallest mountain in Taiwan is Yushan, but the most famous one is Alishan.